Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. The Mechaber says that a woman could squeeze a little milk out of herself in order that the child should start to nurse. And Mr. Burke explains that she's sort of like squeezing it into the mouth of the child. In the Sharatin, he discusses if she squeezes a little bit out and it's going to land up on the floor. It's not going to be actually drunk or drank by the tinuk. But here, Pashtus, we're talking about a case that's going to go into the tinuk's mouth and he's going to nurse. It's going to cause him to nurse her properly. So that's mutter. That's fine. The Rama says that a woman cannot spritz out her milk on someone who was affected by Ruach Ra, because there's no sakana in Ruach Ra, and Mr. Burr says it's not enough for tzar, she can mikle either. And Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Vav, the one is not allowed to chew mistiki, it's some sort of, Mr. Burr says, like a sap that comes out of the tree, has a good smell. So Mechaber says, you're not allowed to chew on that on Shabbos, the problem before, nor could you rub it through the teeth, it's also a problem before. Heaven Machabah says if you're doing for Reach Apet just because of bad breath, then it's mutter. Mishnah explains that somebody's using chewing on this thing because they have bad breath and they want to have better breath, so that's fine because it's not being done for food purposes, so then it's okay. In Sivam Zayin, the Machabah says that any food or drink that a regular healthy person would eat or drink, it's a Michael Briam, so a person could eat or drink it for a food. And even if it's as such that's apparent, it's obvious someone's watching that you're doing it for food purposes, because in some ways it's not good for you. Mishnah Berurah explains, let's say it's good for one part of the body, but it's bad for a different part of the body. So why would somebody eating this thing that's going to be harmful in a different part of the body? Obviously it's because they're doing it for a refuah, for the part of the body that's good. Otherwise they wouldn't choose to do it. So since it's a regular food, if it's accepted as a regular food, the regular healthy people will eat, standard thing that people will eat, so that's fine. The Chazal now the zero of Shechikah Salamanam on it, because it's not a refuah. As opposed to a food or drink that a regular healthy person will not eat or drink it, so that's not a Michael Brim, it's a food that's not for healthy people, it's only for a fool, that's all it's meant as, it's for sick people, so then it's also to eat or drink it, even if there's no other Isra involved, but purely the Gzera Chazal made, Mishum Shechikah Salamanim might come to grind up Salamanim to have things for refuah. Mishum Burr says, therefore, one final drink, Sarah Mashkin, that cause a person to Mishalshtim, clear out the stomach, unless a person's at the point that they have a heter on the Isra refuah. For example, if a Nafal Mishkov is sick in bed, or a Chol Gufoy, their whole body is sick. Now, Chaber says, if somebody's not sick at all, they're feeling perfectly fine, that's mutter to eat this food that's not Michael Brim. Mishnah Berurah explains, talking about they're eating it because they're hungry, and even if it's not at all typical for a regular healthy person to eat it, but they're very hungry and desperate, and therefore they're eating it. And there's nothing medicinal about it at all, but while they're eating it, they're eating it purely to fill themselves up. As opposed to this, all medicinal purposes, Mishnah Berurah says, also brings them to strengthen the person, not that he's sick and so forth, but to strengthen them. That's also going to be also even on a healthy person. That's considered a medicinal purpose. Shilas wants a lot to take vitamins on Shabbos. The simple reading here would go with the Mashmois, though I cannot. However, Ramosh writes the Chuvah, because Moshe, the one's allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos, and vitamins not beklad, is the refuah. The Ramal says that the same way someone's perfectly healthy is allowed to have Michael, if not Michael Brian, if he's doing it to fill himself up because he's hungry. So the opposite also, somebody who's sick, they're sick in bed, enough for the Mishkov, they also could eat this thing that healthy people will not eat, because no Isra refuah. Only times is the Isra refuah if somebody who's not sick enough to be Nafal Mishkov, but they're not in perfect health and not doing it because of hunger and thirst. Then there's Isra Fuah, but somebody's eating this out of hunger and thirst, or the opposite, they're sick, but they're so sick with Nafal Mishkov, it's not like mutter, and there's no need to have the guy feed it to you or anything like that. And even though usually Isra Drabbanon will not let a Yid do for Chodesh Emes Akana, here it's not a general Malach Drabbanon, it's a new Gzeir of Rafuah Chazamei, they now do Rafuahs, Gzeir Mishim Shechikah Salamanim. And when somebody's a Chodesh who's Nafal Mishkov, it's Chol Gufoy, the Gzeir is never made. Although there's a big arichas over here in Bir Alacha that it's not so pasha, Lamaisa is on the Chai Paskins, and the Mishnah Berurah goes with this, the Avera to be Samech on this. There's no Gzeir Mishim Shechikah Salamanim at all, but somebody's sick enough is Nafal Mishkov. The Mechaber says, Sif Lamaches, that's mutter to eat softened steps of saps that are sweet, that people want to eat or swallow these things in order to sweeten their voice, to have a better voice, or it says to swallow like a raw egg, some chazanim will do it, l'hanim will call it, the voice should sound more clear. And the reason is, if he's only doing it, he should have a more clear voice, for chazanis or something like that, that's not called refuah at all, and therefore it's not part of gzeir b'shem shechikah salamanim. Just like I previously in Sif Lamavav, you're just doing it for bad breath, that's not called refuah. So you're also just to perfect your voice should be more smooth, that's not called refuah, and therefore it's not at all included in gzeir b'shem shechikah salamanim.